Well, hello, brethren. I hope everyone had a great time last night. I know we sure did. And I sat next to Bill Wozner last night, and he gave me his lamb shank. Well, he said he wasn't going to eat the lamb shank, and I begged him that maybe he'd give it to me. And he said, well, he says, I will, but you got to give me recognition tomorrow before you give your message. So here I am. Bill, thank you very much for the lamb shank. I know I'm going to have to, I'll pay for that. Our Lord Jesus gave Israelites in Egypt a mission. And that mission was to leave Egypt and go to the promised land. Our Father in heaven gave Jesus a mission, and that mission was to seek and to save that which was lost. When Paul was confronted by Jesus, he was also given a mission, and that mission was to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles and to establish his churches. When we were baptized, Jesus gave us a mission. And that mission was to encourage us to continue to focus on spiritual cleaning and continue to strive to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Matthew 5, verse 48. Now, every year during the days of unleavened bread, we are reminded to get sin out of our life and to replace it with righteous behavior. Today, I would like to focus on our God-given mission to never give up, quit, or slow down. Paul said, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 in the NIV. Galatians 6, 9. Now, Satan would do anything to discourage us by putting obstacles in our way to make our mission very difficult and to get us to give up, quit, or slow down. Satan will also use distractions to get our mind to focus on something other than our mission. Paul the Apostle was a great example of never giving up or quitting. Paul experienced many obstacles and extreme hardships. However, Paul never gave up or quit. Paul stayed with his mission to the end, no matter what. Paul talks about these obstacles and extreme hardships in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I'll start reading at verse 24 from the Easy English Bible. It makes it much clearer. Here's what Paul says. At five different times, the Jewish leaders punished me with whips. Each time they hit me 39 times. Three times the Romans punished me with sticks. People threw stones at me to kill me once. Three times I have been on ships that broke in the sea. Once I was in the sea for a night and a day. I have traveled on many journeys. I have been in danger from rivers and also from robbers. I have been in danger from my own people and also from the Gentiles. I have been in danger in cities and also in the wilderness. I have been in danger on the sea. I have been in danger from false believers. I have worked very hard and I have been in pain. Many times I have not slept. I have often been hungry and thirsty. Many times I've had no food. I have often been cold and without enough clothes. Brethren, these verses do not include the time Paul spent being in jail. In Philippi, Paul and Silas were thrown into the inner prison with their feet in stocks. An earthquake opened the door, but they remained and converted the jailer. That story is in Acts chapter 16. In Caesarea, Paul remained in prison for 2 years under Governor Felix, Acts 24. In Rome, Paul spent 2 years under house arrest, chained to a soldier, but allowed to preach. That was in Acts 28. So you can see, Paul has gone through many, many hardships that we will never have to go through. During these hardships, Paul did not give up, quit, or slow down, even though Satan may have tempted Paul to do so. Brethren, since Satan will continue to test us, let's review just three scriptures that motivated Paul to not give up when the going got tough. By reviewing these three scriptures, we can arm ourselves with the same motivation and encouragement that drove Paul to never give up or quit. The first motivation and encouragement is found in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Paul knew Jesus would never leave him or forsake him. In Hebrews 13, verse 5, Paul was aware and encouraged that no matter what the situation was, our Lord Jesus was always with him. Brethren, when the going gets tough, and it will get tough, we need to quickly remember that Jesus is with us and he will never leave us or forsake us. The second motivation and encouragement is found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Philippians 4, verse 13. Paul knew that God's strength was within him. Paul said in Philippians 4, 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Paul knew he could endure any hardship, find contentment, and overcome challenges through divine strength rather than through his personal human ability. Brethren, every morning when we wake up, we need to start the day knowing that we have the strength of Christ within us and we can overcome any challenge that comes our way. Now the third scripture is found in Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28. Paul knew that God allowed him to experience hardships for his good. Paul said in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Brethren, we need to always remember and have the faith that no matter what situation God allows us to be in, it will work for good and it will help us grow and become more perfect. Brethren, let's begin closing this message with these encouraging thoughts. Many of us listening to this message have been following Jesus for many years, and Satan will continue to try to discourage us and wear us down with the intent to get us to give up or quit our mission. When Satan tempts us to give up, quit, or slow down, let's remember Paul and how he handled all his adversities and how he never gave up or quit. Even while he was in the Roman jail, waiting to be executed, he did not give up or quit. He continued his mission by preaching to the prison guards, writing to his brethren in the Corinthian church, and writing encouraging letters to Timothy, even while facing death. Brethren, let's always remember Paul, and let's never give up, quit, or slow down on our mission to continue to get sin out of our life, and let's continue striving for perfection by identifying our weaknesses and strengthening them in our spiritual life, our mental life, and our physical life. Brethren, let's never give up, quit, or slow down so that we can always be able to say, Father and Lord Jesus, I have been watchful in all things. I have endured afflictions. I have continued to do the work you gave me to do. And I fulfilled your mission for me. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who love his appearing.